This is Jim Taylor back on WMJ. More Alito High School Athletic Hall of Fame coverage. And one of our 2008 inductees is head football coach Coley Welter, who just finished his 10th season. I guess first up, coach, congratulations. I know a pretty impressive honor for you only being here 10 years.
Without a doubt, it's probably a little premature, but certainly take the honor and grateful to be able to go into the Hall of Fame this year.
Well, did you ever think that, you know, the program or football in general would get this big in this town? I mean, a lot of people, to be quite honest, their life revolves around some of this stuff.
Well, without a doubt, it's the community certainly rallies around the school, and specifically they have around football for quite some time now. And when I got here, I realized how passionate they were about football and certainly welcomed that. And it's been a great help to our success over the years.
And just as far as you know how important this has been to you, you know, a career change for you. You were at Colfax Ridgeview before you came to Alito. And I know we had your dad on one time on Sportsline, and he talked about, boy, I just didn't realize, you know, what my son was getting into and how neat it is. And then, you know, your dad has been involved in the program, and a lot of your family's been involved in the program. Make the trip up to the games. That has to be pretty special for you, too.
Oh, without a doubt. Family's the most important thing to me, and to be able to take my passion for football and for these kids at Alito and combine that with involving my family, both my family and my wife's family, has been a real blessing.
Oh, and then as far as your first game ever here you coached, how vividly do you remember that, and who was it against? Can you flashback on that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I remember it was against Riverdale, and I just remember being extremely nervous, and I actually thought about that game the other day, and some of the kids who played in the sophomore game, because I wasn't used to having sophomore games before the varsity game, so that struck me as something unique, and certainly very, very happy to get that first win under my belt.
And then just the 10 years, can you put it in perspective now? I mean, you've done so much here in such a short time. I mean, can you put anything in perspective about all this?
Well, I think so. I just think as you get older, you just recognize how I recognize how blessed I've been. Certainly, all the credit goes to the players, and I've had some great assistant coaches, and it's just been a pleasure to be able to work with such great kids. And so, more than anything, I'm just thankful to have been a part of this.
In 10 years, I think the statement of the program is you talk about assistant coaches. You really haven't had a lot of them. It's been a lot of the same guys, and I think that's kind of a testament to what goes on here, too.
Yeah, I remember Jim Unruh saying that about 5 or 6 years ago about one of the real strengths of their program has been the fact that he's had assistant coaches there almost as long as he's been at Carthage, and that really struck me, and we've been very blessed to have guys who've been willing to stay around here and be part of the program for a long period of time.
Is it more than just state championships then in 10 years? I mean, people say, yeah, Alito's won. Coach Welter's led us to 3 state titles since he's been here and 2 other trips to the state final game. Is it more than that?
Well, it has to be more than that. I don't know if you could do the job if all that you were concerned about was winning. I think your first and foremost obligation is to try to do whatever you can to help these kids grow as individuals, and hopefully I've helped in that endeavor. But certainly the winning is nice, but the relationships are the what's most important about this job.
But I would still probably say that the most memorable thing in all this had to be your first year here. I mean, you come here, the expectations are so high, you know, some setbacks during the regular season, and lo and behold, it's all about getting, I guess, hot at the right time and then, you know, avenging some things. And you were able to do that all in your first year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That first year was a whirlwind, and couldn't have asked for a better way to start off my career here at Alito. But yeah, it's hard to it's always hard to top the first one. That one's always going to be probably the most special.
And then, you know, too, I know all the kids that you've coached now 10 years. I mean, when you've been a place 10 years, I mean, you can say a whole bunch. I've coached a whole bunch of Alito kids, and I don't know how many now, but you know, you see them all come back, you know, the playoff weekends especially. And I know that's a big part of what goes on, I'm sure, with this occupation and this job.
I think any coach will tell you probably the favorite part of being a coach is getting to see the kids after they moved on, come back and follow their progress and continue that relationship. And we try to, as much as possible, make open the door to all the alums and let them continue to be part of the program if they're willing to do so. And we've been fortunate to have a lot of kids come back and still be a part of this program.
When I say, you know, if there's something that you want people to know about your program, I mean, what is the reflection that you want people to know about what goes on here?
Well, you're never going to be perfect in terms of character. You're going to always have bumps in the road, but I would hope to think that regardless of whether or not we've been successful in terms of wins and losses, that our kids have always played with a very sportsman-like attitudes and just try to uphold themselves off the field as much as possible and try just to leave a positive impression on the people who watch them play.
Well, the 98 team has been inducted. The 2001 team was inducted last year. Of course, a lot of the 2001 kids played on the 2002 team as well. Just a little bit about the 2002 team that's being inducted this weekend as well. That was probably one of the, you know, most memorable state championship games ever, in you know, one of the most memorable small school games ever with Carthage. But just a little bit about that season.
Well, I just remember the expectations going into that season were sky high, and understandably so. And in recognizing the opportunity we had to, one, go through the season undefeated, but also to be a back-to-back state champion, it was obviously a very enjoyable year, but also a very pressure-packed year, because we knew that we would be disappointed with anything less than a perfect record in state championship. And to win it the way we did, you know, after Matt Simpson's situation, and to pull that game out the way it happened was, as you said, that has to go down as one of the most memorable games in state football history.
And that you talk about perfection. That was the perfect year. And you talk about, you know, living up to all the expectations and trying to get through the Olympic Conference and all the kids knowing about the publicity. And you still were able to do that, go through 14-0.
And I give all the credit to the kids. They had single-mindedness about themselves. They were able to cope with the pressure probably better than I was able to as a coach. And they were motivated, but they had a clear goal in mind, and they were able to achieve it.
And then as far as the pressure of the program now, it's something that I know that you have to deal with and the coaches, but I think there's a heavy burden on the kids that play too. I mean, knowing what's involved in the community, how do you think everyone handles that now? And I'm sure it was pretty, you know, when you probably first took this job, a young guy, and having to realize, man, there's a lot that goes into this. And I mean, that can be a heavy burden coming into this whole thing. You know, how do you adapt that now, or approach that now, you think? And how do the kids approach that?
Well, I've said many times that coming into Aledo as in my late 20s, I was very naive and following an already strong tradition with Coach McCarty, and not recognizing, being from 3 hours away, the magnitude of the program here. But I think as I've gotten older, certainly I've gained more perspective, and certainly my faith and my family come first, and so I'm able to maybe handle the pressure a little bit more than when I was younger. As far as the kids are concerned, that's something that is very difficult when you are kind of bred in some ways to be a football player in this town, and the expectations are so strong. You know, you have to live up to a lot, and I think our kids have done a great job, but I know they feel the pressure year in and year out.
I know you talk about the expectations and what the program, people talk about in the community, and one of the inductees this weekend is Troy Blazer, who played on the 2001 state title team, and I told him the story about how big football has become. I'll never forget the day he was injured early in the season. It was like the Bubble Boy episode on Seinfeld. It's like, to hear about Blazer leave, they airlifted him down to Peoria. Oh, my goodness, what's going to happen? You know, I told him, and he's like, man, I said, yeah, I got a phone call at home on a Saturday telling me that happened. And, I mean, that's what it's like around here in terms of word travels fast. You know, the guys in the coffee shop are already talking about, hey, what's next season going to be like? You know, how are we going to stack up here? How are we going to stack up there? I mean, it's not during the football season people talk about this. I mean, it's 12 months a year.
Without a doubt. And I think we've seen that in sports in general, even, you know, with the talk shows and the blogs and the message boards. Certainly it's gotten out of hand. But I think you'd rather have that passion for the sport and that community support than not have it. It just means you've been successful, and if you can handle the expectations and handle the pressure, then the sport, as we all know, has been outstanding over the years. So it can be difficult at times, but ultimately I think that's where you want to be as a player and as a coach.
Just to kind of sum it up, your 10 years here and getting inducted tonight, I know the 88 team is going in, and as we mentioned, the 98 and 2001 and now the 2002 team, and, you know, being part of this for 10 years now, just kind of sum up your thoughts on being inducted and being part of all this.
Well, as I've said many times, I just feel very blessed and fortunate to have had the opportunity. Alito was very strong before I got here, and I've been fortunate enough to be part of the continuing process, and like I said, I'm just very grateful for the opportunity.
All right, congratulations, Coach.
Thanks, Jim.
Cully Welter again, class of 2008, the Alito High School Athletic Hall of Fame. We'll have more on WMJ in a moment.